It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
We are back. Day number two of American Legion baseball coverage here on KNZA. In Concordia, double-A state tourney action. Another elimination game tonight for Corning, post 216, as they take on Smith County, post 220. Good evening. A much cooler and calmer evening. Still certainly warm and very breezy here, but our third game today, and glad to be a part of your Saturday night here on KNZA as we get you set for Corning and Smith County coming up in a matter of moments. Well, let's get you caught up on the bracket real quick. How about Hiawatha, post 66? They beat Smith County earlier today, 8-5. So Hiawatha and the defending champs Iola set in a semifinal tomorrow afternoon. 3:30 start time. We'll have it for you. Winner moves on to the championship game coming up on Monday. Now, Corning still has a path to get there, but, and it starts tonight, if they get a win, they'd play tomorrow afternoon at 1, and then would have to play again at 6 o'clock with a win after that, and potentially, we still have an opportunity. Who knows? Maybe Hiawatha and Corning meet in a state championship, but right now for Corning, they got to win a second elimination game here tonight against Smith County. Let's get you the lineups here as Corning is the home team, and Aiden Talley gets the ball and will start on the mound for Corning, who comes in with a record of now 15-8. They won their first elimination game today as they got it done earlier. Looking at the bracket here, lost a couple of teams there. They beat Norton in what was, again, a fantastic game, 8-7. They almost blew a late lead, but they hold on for the 8-7 win. Again, Aiden Talley getting the ball. Again, Smith County post 220. Bentley Montgomery leads it off. He's at shortstop. Reed Doan, the second baseman, batting second. Davion Orr's the pitcher, batting third. Brant Wilson, the cleanup spot at third base. Luke Franklin, the first baseman, he bats fifth. Evan Slavik is the center fielder and batting sixth. Eli Franklin is batting seventh and catching. Benjamin Carr, the left fielder, bats eighth. And Ian Doan, the right fielder, rounds it out in the number nine spot. And then we'll get you Corning's lineup once they come up here in the bottom of the first inning. But an elimination game checked earlier today for Corning as they knocked out Norton. And then Hiawatha again 2-0 with their win earlier today. They are one win away from the state championship, but they got to go through a powerhouse in Iola tomorrow afternoon beginning at 3:30. So it's our final game tonight, and Corning once again needing to win to keep their tournament championship hopes alive. Both teams, blue jersey tops, a little bit darker shade for Smith County. And Corning, their light baby blue tops, gray pants, Corning across the chest, blue numerals and lettering. They are trimmed in a little bit of white. Here we go. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Thank you so much again for hanging with us. And Aiden Talley in a must-win game. Fires in the first pitch to Bentley Montgomery. It's a little bit high for ball one. And here we go. Elimination game number two today for Corning post 216. A record of 15-8. As a 1-0 from Talley is in there for a called strike number one. Montgomery in an 8-5 loss to Hiawatha earlier today. He was 0-3 with a walk. Also had a stolen base and a run scored. 1-1 from Talley. Ground ball. This is Gibbs, and it goes underneath his glove. It's short. He was leaning hard for it. It was back up the middle, and it's going to be a leadoff hit. I would say a 7 out of 10 in terms of how hard that ball was hit, but it was towards the middle of the floor, and obviously Bentley able to run that one out, and it's going to be a leadoff single. So Aiden Talley, a leadoff single given up here. And now number two in the order, Reed Doan, the second baseman from the right side. Talley quickly out of the stretch, swings it through with the right hand, and misses high with the fastball, and it's 1-0. So if Hiawatha would have lost to Smith County earlier today, it would have been Corning and Hiawatha in this game, but Hiawatha stayed unbeaten. They are 2-0, and now we'll play for a spot in the championship tomorrow afternoon. Stolen base, tag applied, and safe. That was a bang-bang play, and the umpire waving the hands up and down, meaning that the ball was bobbled by Gibbs at second base. So Montgomery steals second, and he is in scoring position with nobody out. One ball, one strike here on Reed Doan. He had a single, a walk, and a couple of runs scored in the game earlier today. Or correction, he had three hits looking at the wrong Doan. There are two on the roster. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Leadoff single by Bentley Montgomery. Stealing second base. He is there with nobody out, just getting going. Top one. Winner moves on. Loser, their season comes to a close. Talley tried to bend one in there with an off-speed pitch. Didn't quite get down south of the line. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes with Davion Orr due up next. Talley sets, fires a 3-2, swinging and popping it up to the right side. Heideman chasing it towards the fence, and it's out of play. And another foul ball, so we'll do it again at 3-2. So Talley pitching, Lehman catching, Fisher at third, Gibbs at short, Kelzer at second, got Brett Heideman at first, Bowers in left, Haberkamp in center, Wimberly is in right. Big 3-2 again coming up for Talley, and it's laced out into center field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Haberkamp held up with it. He gets it in quickly, so the runner Montgomery holds it third. Back-to-back singles to lead off the game. And for Doan, that is his fourth hit today between the two games, and now Smith County has two on and nobody out. They are at the corners. Here is the pitcher in Davion Orr. Orr was very good in the loss to Hiawatha today. 3-for-3, a double, two singles, and a run scored. And the umpire's turning around and talking to someone in the stands. Not sure what we're doing, but Orr now steps in from the left side. But a big opportunity here for Smith County to get on the board. They're at the corners with nobody out. Very good hitter from the left side against Tally the righty. Runner takes off, going to second. There's the throw, and the tag is a little bit late. If the throw is a little more crisp, they could have got the runner. A couple of steals now in the inning, and Smith County a base hit away from a 2-0 lead. Tally sets and fires a 1-0. It is low for ball two. Corning lost their first game yesterday to Concordia 5-3, and then held on 8-7 in the elimination game earlier today. And now this one is absolutely belted to right field, but playing it perfectly back deep was the right fielder in Wimberly, and a throw to third not in time. Well deep enough for a sacrifice fly, and Smith County takes the early 1-0 lead. Good coaching, because off the cusp, that ball looked like it was going to be a problem, but Wimberly and Wright was playing deep enough. He'll take the out for the run. And in the process, Reed Doan goes to third. So after that, he will now score. First pitch swinging. Brant Wilson, base hit to center field. It's 2-0. Couldn't even finish the thought before Smith County doubled up the lead. A very productive inning continues. Four batters in, the first two score. Brant Wilson, an RBI single, 2-0 now, Smith County. Still only one out. Here's Luke Franklin, the first baseman. Tally sets and deals. It is a little bit high for a ball. A single, a sack fly, and a single have produced the first two runs for the Blue Raiders. Ground ball right side, and it gets through the hole and out into right field. That is a base hit for Luke Franklin, and that is four hits in the first five batters. Two on and one out. The inning continues. Wilson went up to second base, stopped there. Once again, it wasn't incredibly hard hit, but it was just perfectly placed between Kelzer and Heidemann on the right side of the infield, and it got out to right in front of Wimberly. So now, Wilson at second, Franklin is at first. Here is Slavik, who bats from the right side. The center fielder, wearing jersey number 6, takes an off-speed pitch low and outside for ball number 1. Slavik in the loss to Hiawatha today. He was 2-for-4 with a pair of singles. Single here would maybe extend on the lead. Swings at this pitch. He launches it out towards center field, running, and it drops in for a hit. Boy, that just hung up enough, but Haverkamp got a late beat on it. Could not get there in time. It's another hit, and now the bases are loaded with one out. Wilson to third, Franklin to second, and Slavik is at first. And now Corning is dealing with a real problem here. Five hits in the first six batters faced. 2-0, and now this pitch is popped in the air, left side. Gibbs is going to wave off Fisher in an important second out as it's popped out to the shortstop in Gibbs. Eli Franklin swinging at the first pitch, and there is a big second out. Well, if you can get out of this with only two runs given up, you are going to feel pretty darn good about it. But now you got to get through the left fielder in Benjamin Carr. He did not play in the first game today. The eighth batter to come up in the inning defensively in left field. Big pitch by Tally. High chopper. Gibbs has a beat on it. Shovels it to second base to get the force, and that retires the side. So what looked to be a deadly inning turns into just two runs. If you're both sides, you'll certainly take it. Smith County, two runs early. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Corning coming up.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
so much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Well, not an ideal start for Corning as Talley gives up two runs on five hits in the first. It could have been worse, but all the way could have been worse. But again, you'll take it if you're Corning, only allowing the two runs there is. Corning finally comes up for a first time here in this elimination game. They survived and advanced with an 8-7 win against Norton earlier today and now has to win again to keep their tournament hopes alive and get themselves into tomorrow's action. Hiawatha and Iola in a semifinal at 3:30 tomorrow. Winner of that game is into the championship on Monday. But Corning's trying to do it the hard way and back their way into that second spot in the championship. We'll see how it goes tonight, but potentially could have all three games again tomorrow, but could have as little as one. So still a lot to figure out. But Corning coming up for the first time. Hunter Lehman catching, leading it off. L.J. Kelzer will follow. He's at second. Drew Gibbs after that, batting third at short. Race Fisher, the third baseman in the cleanup spot. Brett Heideman batting fifth at first base. Aiden Talley pitching, batting sixth. Paxton Bowers, Ben Haverkamp, Miles Wimberly, left, center, and right, the bottom third of the Corning order. Again, a fantastic win for them. They almost gave up a late lead against Norton, but they held on for a thrilling 8-7 win.
Up for Corning, number 23.
And the starting pitcher is Davion Orr for Smith County. Come in with a record of 13-8 after their loss to Hiawatha earlier today. That was an 8-5 final. You heard right here on 103.9. So Orr's first pitch to Hunter Lehman is low and in the dirt for ball one. And the bottom of the first is underway with Smith County out to a 2-0 lead. Lehman 1-for-3 with a single and three RBIs in that win against Norton. And now he takes one low and outside and very surprised that that one was called a strike. It is 1-1. Orr is a left-handed thrower. Missed high there, two balls and one strike. Lehman, a right-handed hitter. Entering the tournament, Lehman a batting average of .255. Not including the two games played to this point, but takes another one in the dirt here, and he's got the advantage at three balls and one strike. As a team, Corning, a .391 average entering the tournament. That's pretty impressive. That one is outside, ball four. So a leadoff walk to Hunter Lehman. Here's L.J. Kelzer, the second baseman. Or according to the PA guy here, Coolzer. I'm sure he'd be fine with both. So Kelzer from the right side, jersey number six. He was 1-for-4 in the game against Norton, a single. 0-for-3 with three strikeouts in the loss yesterday. So he had to feel pretty good to get that single at least in the second game of the tournament and the first of today. Pitch by Orr is low and it gets away. It's a wild pitch and Lehman scampers up to second base without a throw. So Kelzer represents the tying run here early and he's ahead two balls, no strikes. Well, Smith County could have done a lot more damage in the top of the first. They had five hits, but only crossed two runs, and they left the bases loaded. Kelzer takes a strike there on the outside corner, 2-1. Kelzer, batting average, .436. Monstrous, .551 on base percentage. Takes one inside, three balls, one strike. Chance for back-to-back walks here to lead off the home first. Be solid for Corning after dropping two runs with Smith County in the top of the first. This one is lifted out to center field. This is Slavik who makes the catch for the out. Actually carried a little bit farther than originally looked, but nonetheless, a fly out to center for out number one.
Gotta bring up number 11.
First out in the bottom of the first. Here's Drew Gibbs. Boy, this PA guy is really struggling. Announcing that Davion Orr is the batter, but it is Corning's Drew Gibbs. But pitching is Orr, so I guess he got something right there. Lefty Orr fires into Gibbs, low for a ball. Lehman at second base, one out. 2-0 Smith County here in the bottom of the first. Elimination game number two of the day for Corning, trying to survive and advance to another one tomorrow. There's still one more game after this one, which will be an elimination game with Marysville and Concordia. Iola beat Concordia in the game prior to this one, 8-0. Or correction, that was a 7-0 final. Two balls, no strikes here on Gibbs. Lehman at second base, one out in the first. Corning trailing 2-0, the pitch. It missed way high, now 3-0. So Kelzer worked a 3-1 count, but flew out to center field for the first out. Now Gibbs has worked a 3-0 count. And he takes all the way. It is outside, ball four.
Ball four, that puts runners on first and second.
So Lehman now, still at second, and Gibbs with a walk. First and second for Corning here in the bottom of the first inning, trailing 2-0, trying to get those runs back. Here's Race Fisher, the third baseman. Fisher 1-for-3 with a walk, a single, and a run. And that went against Norton today. Now an RBI chance here in his first at-bat in game two. Pitch by Orr. A little bit up and in, ball one. So Orr's struggling a little bit with the location. He walked Lehman. Kelzer worked a 3-1 count but flew out, and then Gibbs a four-pitch walk, and now starting behind Fisher 1-0. Both runners take off. The pitch is low, and it kicked away from the catcher and allowing both runners to advance without a throw. A double steal applied. And successful. Now a base hit could tie the game. Lehman at third, Gibbs at second. 2-0 the count here on Fisher. Orr sets and deals. That is a called strike, now 2-1. Well, it's not quite as warm as it was earlier today, but a lot more shade behind home plate with the fans, a little more comfortable than it has been throughout the course of this tournament. The breeze has not stopped. It continues to blow pretty heavy out of the south. 15 to 20 miles per hour fairly consistently. A 3-1 on the way and a swing and a miss. What would have been ball four. And now the count full here on Fisher at 3-2. Lehman at third. Gibbs at second. 3-2 count, one out in the bottom of the first. And that pitch is low, ball four. Bases are loaded for Corning and Brett Heidemann. All three base runners on via the walk, and now Smith County wants a quick conversation on the hill. Well, Smith County putting Corning in a tough spot in the top of the first with two runs on five hits, and they left the bases loaded. Now Corning trying to respond back. They have the bases loaded with nobody out. Or correction, one out. Beg your pardon, but that out by Kelzer, a fly out to center, but a walk to Lehman. A walk to Gibbs, and a walk to Fisher. Elimination game number two here today. For Corning, post 216. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And I want to thank Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? So they settle down, or at least trying to, as the location's been a little bit off in this first inning. He has walked three of the first four batters face. Bases loaded, one out. Here's Brett Heidemann. Smith County leading 2-0, and he watches one right down the middle, knee high for strike number one. Heidemann 0-for-4, a couple of strikeouts in that first game today against Norton. Takes one up and in, ball one. One ball, one strike, one out, bases loaded. Corning trying to get on the board. They're down 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch to Heidemann. It's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Bases loaded. He goes out of the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's lifted out to right field. It should be deep enough to score the run, and it's misplayed by the right fielder. He stepped in when he should have went back, and it gets over his head, and two runs are in to tie the game. And the other two runners moving up to second and third. So Heidemann comes through, two RBIs with the double. Wayman scores with ease, and then Gibbs in from second. Fisher goes first to third, and Heidemann stopping at second base. So it was misplayed by the right fielder, and Ian Doan, he took a couple steps in when he should have went a couple steps back, and he couldn't correct himself in time. So a 2-2 game, still only one out. Runners at second and third. And here's Aiden Talley, who takes a first pitch fastball a little bit upstairs for ball one. Talley did not play in the first game today. Henry Heidemann got the start there, but now Talley pitching in this must-win game and batting here in the number six spot. Another pitch upstairs, and Talley is in front. Two balls, no strikes. So two runs here on one hit, a double by Brett Heidemann. Pitch 2-0 by Orr is taken a little bit outside for a ball, and it's 3-0. Well, let's see if Talley has a green light here. Three balls, no strikes. And he takes it high, ball four. The fourth walk in the inning. And the bases are loaded once again, still with only one out. What is now a 2-2 game. And here is Paxton Bowers. Bowers had a good first game today against Norton. 2-for-3, couple of singles, and he scored three runs. Now a big RBI chance here with the bases loaded and one out to break a 2-2 tie. And the second time called here by Smith County. And Smith County has decided to make a pitching change. So one out recorded, and they have seen enough of Orr, who has walked now five in the inning, and has given up that two-run double to Heidemann. So we'll step aside a quick timeout, let you know who they got on the mound right after this here on KNZA.
Good luck, Buffaloes, from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full-flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Reed Doan is the new pitcher here for Smith County. 28 pitches thrown by Orr, records one out. And a 2-2 game now, and now Bowers hits it to the left side and finds the hole and gets through for a hit. Fisher scores, and then they stop Heidemann at third. So everybody up one, and just like that, Corning in front, they lead it 3-2. Didn't want to get too risky with Heidemann for a second run there, but Bowers has had a very productive tournament, and it continued there with an RBI go-ahead single. Base is still loaded, one out. Here is Haberkamp, who takes one inside for ball one. The breeze continues to gust. And Doan, who pitched earlier today against Hiawatha, is just trying to stop the bleeding here. There's a swing and a miss by Haberkamp, and it's one ball, one strike. Haberkamp, another good day against Norton. He was 2 for 3, had a double, a single, and 2 ribbies. Definitely has a ribby chance here with the bases loaded and one out. Now there's a called strike, and it's 1-2. Well, barring a double play, Corning's going to bat around here in the first. That one just missed inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Heidemann, the runner at third. Tally at second, and Bowers at first. The 2-2 is lifted high in the air, right side, not very deep, shallow right field. And it's the second baseman who drops his hat, gets out there. That's Carr to make the catch for the out, and there are 2 outs. Here's Miles Wimberly, of course, number 9 in the order, number 9 on the jersey. A 3-2 Corning lead in the bottom of the first, and still the bases loaded, but now 2 outs. So both teams have had success here offensively in the first. First pitch to Wimberly outside for ball one. Wimberly struck out twice in 4 at-bats in the win against Norton. He had 2 other at-bats where he was hit by a pitch. There's a foul tip there by Wimberly. Now 1 ball, 1 strike. Corning 3, Smith County 2. Here in the bottom of the first. 2 outs, bases loaded. Big opportunity to break this game a little bit more open. Doan fires, and it's hit well out towards left field, but Orr goes on to make the catch to retire the side. But Corning responds right back with 3 of their own to take the lead. 3-2 after one. It's an elimination game here tonight on KNZA.
Community Healthcare System is now offering interventional pain management services with Dr. Carl Hakey, their board-certified pain management physician. He understands that living with chronic pain can impact every aspect of your life, from work to family to simple daily activities, and he'll work with you to develop a tailored treatment plan that addresses your specific needs and your goals. Dr. Hakey sees patients at the Onega and Holton Clinics. Call to schedule your appointment today. Community Healthcare System Pain Management Services. Experience pain-free living inspired by you.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, productive first inning for both teams. Corning 3, Smith County 2 here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball, brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman. Game number 3 today, and number 2 for Corning, trying to win a second elimination game. 8-7 victor over Norton in a matchup earlier today. And Hiawatha post 66, and Iola, the defending champs, in a semifinal tomorrow, with the winner of that one earning a spot in the state championship on Monday afternoon. Corning trying to back their way in. They got a lot of work to do, but right now 3-2 their lead as Tally fires the first pitch of the second inning. Missing a little bit inside to Ian Doan for ball number one. And Tally fires, and a called strike, 1 ball, 1 strike. So Smith County had 2 runs on 5 hits in the first inning. They stranded the bases loaded. It could have been a lot worse for Corning. And at the time, getting out of it with only the 2 allowed was pretty good. And now Corning, all of a sudden, as we get to the second inning, responds back and leads it 3-2. Ian Doan takes one low, 2 balls and 1 strike. 1 for 3 with a single in their loss to Hiawatha earlier today. 2-1 by Tally is in there for a called strike, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. 9-1-2 in the Smith County order. Montgomery to follow, and Redone after that. Two balls, two strikes. Tally fires. Boy, just missed. Not sure how. Three balls, two strikes. Well, Montgomery led off the first with a single. And Doan, 3-2, takes it outside. Ball four.
Ball four. Gotta bring up your leadoff hitter, Bentley Montgomery.
So Bentley Montgomery steps in. A single, a stolen base, and a run scored in the first. Ian Doan, the runner at first base. Nobody out. Corning leading 3-2, top two. Tally has to go right back to the stretch and fires it in. Fastball in there, called strike number one. The winner advances and will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Then you would have to win three straight that day to advance to the championship. Another one in there, no balls, two strikes. Tally searching for that first strikeout. He's out of the stretch on a 2.5-step lead for Ian Doan at first. A high chopper foul to the left side. Stays, no balls, two strikes. Iola and Hiawatha tomorrow in a semifinal, as we mentioned. Iola back-to-back state champions. High chopper to the right side. Fielded and a late bobble, and it's going to be safe at first as Kelzer bobbled the throw, and that's going to be an error. And in the process, Ian Doan goes first to third. That will be an error at second base by Kelzer. So now Smith County threatening again. They're at the corners with nobody out. And here's Reed Doan, who singled and scored in the first. Pitch is high. Throw to second is a little bit late. So Montgomery in another stolen base, his second in as many innings. And now Smith County a single away from potentially taking the lead. Tally sets. Second and third, nobody out. Bends one in there for a called strike to Reed Doan. And it's one ball, one strike. Tally looks at third, not much of a lead for either base runner, and a fastball missing a little up and out, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, Corning had a tough go in their first game yesterday. They were down 5-0 going into the seventh against Concordia, and were really just shut down offensively through six, and then Concordia had to make a pitching change, and then Hiawatha would get three straight RBI singles to get to within 5-3, but the rally ended there. Now a 2-2 count here on Reed Doan. Tally would love a strikeout here. Won't get it on that pitch. It's upstairs, and now it's 3-2. Well, both pitchers have started tonight having struggles with the location. And now here's a ground ball. Gibbs at short, fielding, firing to first, getting the out, but a run is in to tie the game. So you trade an out for a run. Ian Doan scores, and it's 3-3 on the RBI ground out. Montgomery goes to third. So now one out, and the go-ahead run at third base. And here is Orr, who had a sack fly, driving in a run in his first at-bat. He started on the mound, threw 28 pitches, got one out, and was pulled. Takes one outside there. Two balls and no strikes. 3-3 games, still just in the top of the second. Tally fires. Just missed. 3-0. I'll tell you what, credit, there's a lot of umpires. They've been rotating game in and game out with just a bunch of bodies, but you can tell the strike zones are different every game. There's a called strike, now 3-1. Or bats from the left side. And a swing and a foul tip caught by Lehman. Now the count full, 3-2. Montgomery at third, one out. 3-3 game here in the top of the second. Tally sets and fires, and a ground ball to the right side, fielded by Kelzer and fires to first for the out, but another run is in, and Smith County has retaken the lead. It's 4-3. So now base is empty with two down, and that brings up Brant Wilson, who hit an RBI single in the first. Now he hits this one well out to left field, but leaning in to make the catch, nicely done by Bowers. Gets down to about a knee and able to get that one knee high and in the inning. But productive at bats once again for Smith County, a couple of RBI groundouts, and through 1.5, we got a 4-3 game here on KNZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Plenty of production here through the first 1.5 innings in this elimination game in Concordia. Corning right now trailing Smith County by a score of 4-2-3. Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman, appreciate everyone out there listening as Reed Doan is ready to get back to work on the hill here for Smith County, the Blue Raiders. And Corning post 216, winner advancing and getting one more game at least tomorrow afternoon. Well, we know it's either going to be either Hiawatha or Iola in one of the championship spots. Those two play tomorrow, with a trip to the title game on the line for Monday afternoon. And the rest of the team still alive, battling in the back end, trying to get through. Got to win it here. Hunter Lehman leads it off, and he fouls away the first pitch. He walked and scored in that three-run first. 4-3 Smith County, bottom two. Pitch by Doan is another ground ball to the left side and foul. And quickly, no balls and two strikes. Top of the order, so again, Lehman, Kelzer, and Gibbs. Doan's pitch is an off-speed, and then it's lifted up and out of play. And behind is foul. Stays 0-2. And Lehman had a hit, a single, and he drove three runs in the 8-7 win against Norton today. He also had a run scored. And that one runs in and hits him, an 0-2 pitch. Last thing you want to do when you get in front of the batter is hit him and put him on for free, but Lehman will take it. He's fine. And he leads off the inning, getting on base once again. Different kind of walk. All right, here's Kelzer. He flew out to center. In his first at bat, he swung at a 3-1 pitch and lifted it out to center. But after Kelzer was retired, a walk, a double, a walk, and a single ultimately led to three runs, and Corning taking a 3-2 lead. But right now, Smith County back in front, 4-3. Tying run at first base, nobody out. Pitches low and outside, and good stop by the catcher in Eli Franklin. Keeps Lehman honest over there at first, and it's one ball, no strikes. Kelzer 1-for-4 earlier today. Runner takes off Lehman. Franklin fires, high throw, and Lehman is in there safely. Second steal in tonight's game for Hunter Lehman. Right now, one ball, two strikes here on L.J. Kelzer. Stone sets and fires. It is in the dirt. Another good stop by Franklin now. They switch the count up, and it's now two balls and one strike. Lehman at second base, a slow roller but foul to the right side. Even Stevens, 2-2. Gibbs to follow. Already multiple lead changes, not even two innings in. At this rate, we might be in for a good one tonight. There's a 2-2, line to the left side, and through and past the third baseman and Wilson for a hit. Here comes Lehman, a lot of speed around third. He scores with ease, an RBI by Kelzer, and the game is tied at 4-4. Lehman hits, stealing second. Kelzer on a 2-2 pitch, a single to left. Lehman scores, we're tied at 4. Kelzer at first, nobody out. Here's Gibbs, a walk and a run scored in his first time through. Takes a pitch high for ball one. So, again, there's still one more game tonight. It'll be Marysville and Concordia. And the winner of this game and that game will meet up tomorrow afternoon in another elimination game. When you lose your first game, you got to do it the hard way. And Corning is trying to do just that. So is Smith County. Although Smith County won their first game but lost their second game. Right now on Gibbs, two balls, one strike. Kelzer at first, nobody out. 4-4 game in the bottom of the second. Stone sets and fires. And a swing and a miss. Or it might have been a foul tip. So Gibbs still alive. 2-2. And the pitch. Boy, just missed outside. 3-2. Not much of a lead at first. Doan's pitch is low. Ball four.
Ball four. The runners on first and second. Still no out. Our batter is round number 10.
So here's Race Fisher. He walked his first time up. Right now, a great opportunity once again for Corning to retake the lead. We're deadlocked at four apiece. Just in the bottom of the second inning. Still nobody out. You got Kelzer at second, Gibbs at first. Pitch by Doan. Low for a ball. Corning, 15 wins, 8 losses. Coming into this one here tonight. Trying to fight through an elimination game once again. Norton gave him a run late, but Corning was able to hold on for that win. 8-7 was that final. And Smith County in this game because they lost 8-5 to Hiawatha. Here's a 1-0-2 Fisher. It is outside, and it's 2-0. Well, when you're in an elimination game, you got to exhaust every single option, especially when it comes to pitching. And Fisher gave one an absolute ride, but it's going to be way foul all the way up to the fence, left side of the line at 325. Two balls, one strike. Still nobody out. A run is already in. Lehman walked to begin, or I should say he got hit by a pitch. And then Kelzer brought him in eventually with a single, and then Gibbs walked after that. So Kelzer right now still at second base. Gibbs at first, 2-1 here on Fisher. A 4-4 deadlock tie in the second. Now this one is lifted out of play, foul. Spectators beware. By the way, they're still giving away free popsicles for foul balls. Got to take advantage of that when you can. 2-2 here on Fisher. Can he come through? Well, he lifts one foul again, left side. Not quite as deep as that last one, but, well, maybe it was. Right up to the fence and stays two balls, two strikes. Needs to straighten that out. In that wind, both days has been really more south and southeast, so pushing really towards that left field corner, even that left center field gap. We have yet to see a home run in this tournament. Another 2-2. Just missed outside. Three balls, two strikes. Boy, so Doan is really exhausting a lot of pitches here this inning and is yet to record an out. 3-2. Another foul ball. We'll try it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith County, a record of 13-8. Corning, 15-8. Big 3-2 pitch coming up. A walk will load the bases. Here it is. Another foul ball. Is this one gettable? It is not. It is out of play. So Fisher fighting. And Doan just probably irritated that he can't get through Fisher quite yet. Kelzer at second, Gibbs at first. 3-2 on the way. And another foul ball. That one might have been a touch up and in, but he tried to give it a ride and just caught the inside part of the bat to stay alive. Another 3-2 pitch on the way. Doan sets and deals. In there, called strike 3, and now a throw to second as Kelzer caught in a pickle. Now he's going back to second, and he's chased down for the double play. Best case scenario for Smith County, worst case scenario for Corning. Now 2 outs, and Gibbs with his hands on his hips at first base going, what just happened? That is the first strikeout for Doan, but again, now there are 2 outs. So it's up to Brett Heideman to extend the inning. A run is already in. We're tied at 4. Still just in the bottom of the second. Every team has scored in each of the first 2. And a time by the umpire. The run produced by Kelzer's RBI single just got picked off a moment ago, which was a essential strike him out, throw him out, double play. Pitch by Doan in the dirt, and Heideman starts in front, 1 ball, no strikes. Heideman had the big hits in the first inning, a 2-run double. Carried it over the right fielder in Ian Doan, who might have misplayed it just a touch. And that one just missed inside, 2-0. Heideman from the left side. It was nice to see him get that double after an 0-for-4 outing earlier today in the first game with 2 strikeouts. He takes a called strike here. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Not much of a lead for Gibbs over there at first. Now he takes off, pitches inside for a ball, and not even a chance for a throw to second. Well, Corning is racking up the steals here in the first couple of innings. Lehman's got a couple. Gibbs now with a couple. And now a base hit could break the tie. 2 balls, 1 strike here on Heideman, the pitch. And he fouls it away. 2-2. So Smith County scoring 2 in the first, 2 in the second. Corning 3 in the first, and 1 here in the second. 4-4. Runner at second, 3-2 count, 2 down. Ground ball right side, fielded by Franklin at first, shovels it to the pitcher in Doan, covering, and gets the out to retire the side. But an RBI single by L.J. Kelzer ties the game. A deadlock 4-4 tie here on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. 4-4 deadlock tie here in this elimination game in Concordia, Smith County, and Corning. Now, Corning saved off elimination in a win against Norton earlier today, and now they have to do it again for a second time in day two. A 4-4 tie, and Aiden Talley back to work. And the first pitch to Luke Franklin is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Franklin, one of the five first-inning hits. That one's taken inside, 1-1. The two runs that Smith County scored on five hits, and then two runs on no hits in the second. Franklin pops this one up and out of play. Another free popsicle for somebody. And it's 1-2. Franklin will be followed by Slavik and Eli Franklin. Talley deals. Late swing, slow roller, right side, fielded by Kelzer, and he botched it. That is the second error by Kelzer at second. And the third straight inning, the leadoff man is on for Smith County. So Luke Franklin at first base, nobody out. Slavik now steps in. He singled in his first at bat. Now he pops this one up and out of play. Might be on top of us and behind us. No balls, one strike. Well, excited to bring you Hiawatha and Iola in a semifinal tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. The winner advancing to Monday afternoon's state championship game. Iola has won each of the last two state tournaments. They beat Concordia in the game prior to this one to get to that game against Hiawatha by a final of 7-0. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's hit out towards shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit right in front of Wimberly. And Franklin had to hold up to make sure that it wasn't going to be caught. And Wimberly couldn't get there in time, and Slavik is now 2-for-2 with two singles. And the heavy offense continues as we're in the top of the third inning, a 4-4 deadlock tie. And now here's a lefty in Eli Franklin who popped out to short in his first at-bat, but a chance to break the 4-4 tie. Already multiple lead changes here between the two, and we're not even through three innings of work. Eli Franklin rocking the jersey 00. Takes one low and outside, ball one. So it's been exhausting for first couple of innings here for Talley on the mound, really grinding away. That one's fouled away by Franklin. 1-1. Smith County scoring two runs in each of the first two innings, and they have their first two on here in the third. Corning went 3 in the first and 1 in the second. Simple. You win, you move on. Lose, your summer is done. Another foul ball right back into the screen. 1-2. Well, just kind of getting to know some of these teams throughout the course of this tournament. You find out seniors and what their future plans are. We've seen a lot of good athletes who are going not just to play baseball at the next level, but got some football players here scattered as well who are going to play collegiately, and certainly a lot of good talent here at the AA level. And now the count runs full here on Franklin. 3-2, a walk will load the bases. And this is a high fly ball. Shallow center. Coming on to make the catch is Haverkamp for the out, and a big first out here in the top of the third. So Franklin retired. Here's Benjamin Carr. He grounded out in his first at-bat that end of the inning, where Smith County left the bases loaded. 4-4 tie, top three, two on, one out. Tally sets, chest level, slight bend to the knees, and fires in with the right hand. High chopper, Fisher fielding, wants two, goes to second for one. Throw on to first is in time, 5-4-3 on the DP. And that ends the inning. We stay deadlocked. It's 4-4. We're back after this on KNCA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at MVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we finally had a team go scoreless in an at-bat, and it was Smith County being retired with two left on in the top of the third. It's a 4-4 tie here on KNZA. Corning coming up here in the bottom of the third. Already multiple lead changes in this game. Winner advancing, stays alive into tomorrow. The loser will end their tournament here tonight. Now, two teams are out. Six teams remain. One of these two will be done with a loss here, and then the loser of Marysville and Concordia after this will also be gone, and then after tonight, we will be down to the final four. 4-4 tie. Doan back to work. He will get 6, 7, and 8 in the Corning lineup here, starting with Aiden Talley, Paxton Bowers after that, and then Ben Haverkamp after that. And then if one of those three are able to get on, it'll be Miles Wimberly. Well, the umpire is looking at something. I'm not sure what the holdup is. Well, here comes the infield umpire back in from down the right field line, maybe getting a quick breather. We're ready to roll. It's been a good game so far. 4-4 tie. Here we go. Bottom three. Here is the pitcher, Aiden Talley, again, who is grinded on the mound through the first three. There is a foul ball into his team's dugouts, and it's 0-1. And the bottom of the third is underway. Talley walked in his first at bat, but ended the first inning stranded on second. There's a called strike on the outside corner, quickly 0-2. Well, Doan, the second time today that he has pitched in relief. Talley hits it well, but right to the shortstop, and the throw in time for the out. Good play by Montgomery. And three pitches equals one out in the bottom of the third. Here's Bowers. He has had a really good tournament so far. And Bowers, two hits in the game earlier today, including three runs and a couple of stolen bases. And he's got an RBI single in this one tonight. He takes a first pitch high for ball one. entered the tournament's batting average of .311. Good location, but just a bit outside, 2-0. And the offering here by Doan is popped up. Not far out in the infield. Will maybe pushed out towards the shallow left center field gap, and the wind kept it alive and pushed it out there. And a diving attempt by Montgomery at short comes up short. And it's going to end up being a hit. So I spoke a little bit too soon. Again, that wind, it is an issue. There's no win. That's probably an easy play for Montgomery. But now a one-out base runner here as Bowers' solid weekend continues. So here's the lefty in Haverkamp. He popped out to second his first time up. And now takes a first pitch called strike. In the process, Bowers takes second without a throw. So he had two stolen bases in the win against Norton. And adds another one here against Smith County. So now base hits. Could give Corning the lead back. It's a 4-4 tie here in the bottom of the third. Doan's pitch is fouled away. And quickly 0-2. Well, following this Corning team throughout the regular season in the zone tournaments, one thing they are very good at is clutch hitting. Runners in scoring position, especially with two outs. And even though there's one out, here's one lifted out into center. It was nearly caught by Montgomery. Off the top of the glove, and it's going to be an RBI and a run scored. 5-4 Corning. Then Haverkamp gets it done there, and another lead change. Boy, Montgomery defensively has had about every chance at every ball here in this inning so far, but in that category, he is 1-for-3. And right now, Corning leads 5-4. Still one out. Haverkamp at first. Here's Wimberly. And he rips it left side and past the glove of Wilson at third and into left for a hit. So Haverkamp stops at second. Wimberly is first hit tonight. He flew to left his first time up, so now he's 1-for-2. And here is Hunter Lehmond, who has reached twice. First time via the walk, second time via being hit by a pitch. And he has also stolen three bases and has scored two runs. Still only one out. First and second. Corning has the lead back at 5-4, batting in the bottom of the third. Doan sets and fires. Low and outside, ball one. Well, both teams have had multiple opportunities to have big innings. Now, three runs in an inning is solid, but I wouldn't quite categorize that as a big inning. There's a throw down to first, not in time, after a pitch inside. Or correction, that was inside, but a called strike. It's 1-1. Base hit could add another. Extend on this lead. Late swing and a foul off to the right side and out of play. Another popsicle over there. And it's 1-2. Now, production all summer long from Lehman, Kelzer, and Gibbs, and even Fisher at the top of the order has been great. Now he lifts this one out to center field, but playing it well is Slavik, who goes back a few steps to make the catch for out number two. So now two outs. Here is L.J. Kelzer. Last at bat, an RBI single. His first at bat, a fly out to center. But a chance for Smith County to get out of this with only the one run allowed. Kelzer 1-for-2, a single and an RBI. That was after a 1-for-4 first game with a single against Norton. Takes a first pitch called strike. It's 0-1. Haverkamp still at second. Wimberly at first, both on via the single. Now this one is ripped. Kelzer into the gap in left center, and this could be extra bases. Well, he won't try for second, but one run is in. And a clutch 2 RBI hit once again for Kelzer. It's now 6-4. Wimberly goes first to third, second RBI single in tonight's game for Kelzer, and a two-run lead here at 6-4 in the bottom of the third, and still batting with two outs. And now here's Drew Gibbs, who is certainly capable of putting something out there. There's a throw to first by Doan, and Kelzer back safely. So after a ground fly tally, a single, a flyout, and a single. Now a ground ball could end the inning. High hop Montgomery takes his time launching it across the diamond. Beautifully done in time for the out. But a couple more runs for Corning has given them a 6-4 lead. We have played three. It's an elimination game here tonight on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, an entertaining three innings so far here in this elimination game tonight in Concordia. State tournament AA action here on KNZA. Corning post 216 leading this one against Smith County. Our score is 6-4. Our coverage all weekend long and all season long is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And want to thank Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Well, if my voice sounds a little hoarse, I apologize. It's been a long day. We're in game three. Hiawatha winning earlier. Corning winning an elimination game as well. So now Corning again, their second game of the day. 8-7 over Norton earlier today, and then Hiawatha, impressive 8-5 against this same Smith County team, which put them in this game against Corning, and now Iola and Hiawatha tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 with a spot in the state title game Monday afternoon on the line. But Corning could back their way in, but they need to rack up a few wins over the next day and change. Right now they have a 6-4 lead. Tally back to work as we start the fourth inning. It is Ian Doan, number 9 in the order. First pitch inside for ball one.
Scott, could you come to the press box, please?
Followed by Montgomery and Reed at Doan. So 9-1-2 in this Smith County order. Tally missing with that one. 2 balls and no strikes. Ian Doan, he walked in his first at-bat, came around to score on an RBI by Reed Doan. There's a called strike. 2 balls and 1 strike.
Never
mind, Scott. We're okay. Right versus right here in this matchup. And the pitch. High fly ball, shallow center field. Could be a tough play for Haverkamp coming on and makes the catch. He calls off Bowers. And that is nicely done for the out.
That will bring up your leadoff batter, number 26, Brantley Montgomery.
Looks like we do have some defensive changes here for Corning. Just noticing that. We'll get to those in a second. Here's Tally again, firing. One out, nobody on. 6-4 their lead. And Montgomery up for a third time. He is 1-for-2. He has reached on an error and is singled, and he has scored twice. Tally's pitch is in there, called strike, 1 ball, 1 strike. So it looks like Lehman is now out in left field. Haverkamp in center, Wimberly in right. Bowers is back at second base, Gibbs at short, Fisher at third. And Heidemann still at first base. And Kelzer is catching. So there are the defensive alignments. 2-1 here on Montgomery. Slow roller, right side. Fisher plays it back. Has time. Low throw. And got him at first. Not sure if you can hear the moans and groans behind me, but fans do not approve. And that is out number two.
That brings up number seven, Lee Doan.
So it wasn't hit incredibly hard. Fisher, instead of charging it, played back for it. And then threw a one-hopper, which was dug up nicely by Heidemann. Bang, bang, play, but Corning got the call, and now two outs. Now Reed Doan steps in, takes one outside for ball one. He is one for two. He is driven in one and has a stolen base and a run scored. He takes a called strike there, and it's one ball, one strike. Well, Talley faced eight in the first, five in the second, four in the third, and now has a chance to face the minimum here in the fourth. He runs one up and in, and Reed Doan now in front, two balls, one strike. 6-4 Corning here in the fourth. Win in advance, lose and be done. Pitch by Talley. Bends it in there, called strike, and it's 2-2. Talley is still searching for his first strikeout tonight. He would love it here. Here's the pitch. Off speed, another ground ball. Fisher charging this one. Has time. Hat falls off. Makes a good throw. And Heidemann delivers the catch for the out. Three up and three down. Smith County goes in the top of the fourth. We head to the home fourth. Corning in front, 6-4.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we're halfway through, halfway to go here in this elimination game in Concordia. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, 6-4, Corning leading Smith County. Here on KNZA as we get set for the bottom of the fourth inning. And Corning has scored in each of the first three. They posted three in the first, one in the second, two in the third. They'll try to keep the train moving, starting with Race Fisher in the fourth. Fisher, Brett Heidemann, Aiden Talley. Middle third of this Corning order is Reed Doan is back to work on the hill, who took over for Orr with just one out in the first after Orr gave up four walks and three runs. Fisher swings at the first pitch, ground ball, third base side. And Wilson gets it to first across the diamond in time, and one pitch, one out. And Fisher now 0 for 2 with a walk. The one down, base is clear. Here is Brett Heidemann. Two RBIs with a double in the first, and then he grounded out to a first in the second inning. Here's the pitch by Doan, swing and a miss for strike number one. And mentioned earlier that Doan came on in relief in their loss to Hiawatha earlier today. So this is his second time coming out of the bullpen. Next one missing. One ball, one strike here on Brett Heidemann. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. It's 2-1. The winner of this will get the winner of Marysville and Concordia coming up later on tonight, and that game will be tomorrow afternoon at 1. If Corning is in it, we will have it for you. A guaranteed Hiawatha-Iola at 3:30 in a semifinal game, and that 3-1 is low for ball four. So a one-out walk will bring up Aiden Talley, who is 0 for 1 with a walk. A little more about what Corning has done so far. 3 runs, 2 hits in the first, 1 run, 1 hit in the second, 2 runs, 4 hits in the third. And the first pitch missing to Talley for ball one. Talley walked in the first and grounded out to short in the third. Not much of a lead for Heidemann at first, about step and a half, maybe less. And that pitch is a little bit high. It's 2-0. But an opportunity here. Let's see if Corning can get something going again. There's a called strike. He was watching 2-0 all the way, and Doan got that one. It's 2-1. That one is inside. 3-1. Corning was a win against Concordia last year away from the title game. Concordia beat him 12-6. Iola would go on to defeat Concordia in that championship game. High chopper. Montgomery face high on the bounce. Gets 1-2, and that's all they're going to get. Not much for the DP. Talley beats the throw, but 2 outs. Talley at first on the fielder's choice. Now 2 outs. Here's Paxton Bowers, who has had a good tournament and has continued into tonight. 2 more singles, a run, an RBI, and a stolen base.
That's 104 for the day.
Well, they just asked for the pitch counts, and it's 2 outings and 105. And they just announced that Doan is at 104 pitches for the day. So he has one more pitch, and he will be pulled.
John Morrison.
And Trey Morrison is over there at first base as a courtesy runner for Talley. So Doan will be pulled after this pitch. This will be 105. And it's a little bit high for a ball. I guess he will continue. I guess I don't know the rules anymore. This is hit well. Left side, fielded by Montgomery. Long throw in the hole is not in time, and Bowers beats it out. Now he's done. He got to finish the at-bat. Thank you, sir. So he got to finish the at-bat, so that's the rule there. And now he will be pulled after an infield hit by Bowers, who is now 3-for-3, by the way. So he is maybe your Corning MVP for the tournament so far. Now Corning with 2 outs. They got something cooking. 2 on. And Smith County has to go to the bullpen. We'll let you know who's on the bump right after this on KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at fittedks.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
2 on, 2 outs here for Corning in the bottom of the fourth, leading this game 6-4. Davion Orr has come back into pitch for Smith County. He threw 28 pitches, recorded 1 out in the first, and walked 4 and gave up 3 runs, but now he's back in. And now he pitches to Haverkamp, who swings and pops it up. High in the infield, left side at third. Catch is made by Wilson, and that retires the side. So Corning threatens, but for the first time tonight, they fail to score in an at-bat. We have played 4. 6-4 is our score, and we're back after this on KNZA.
corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
My name is Jordan Vanica. I play for the Circleville Bombers, playing second base. I like to go to the Onega Pharmacy and check out the front end items.
My name is Briar King. I play for the Circleville Bombers. My favorite thing was practice because we did agility drills. After I get in shape, I like to get a cherry limeade from the Onega Pharmacy with Coach Johnny.
My name is Mackenzie Slaughter. I played for the Circleville Bombers. My favorite thing about softball was pitching. And after I was done pitching, my favorite thing to do was go hang out with my dad at the Onega Pharmacy.
Well, all the kids are doing it, and you should too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy for an ice cream treat or a cherry limeade in downtown Onega.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion baseball coverage all weekend long. It is brought to you by KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. They are offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? We go to the fifth inning, and Corning right now with a 6-4 lead on Smith County. Second elimination game of the day for Corning. They held off Norton 8-7 earlier this morning, and Smith County in this game because they lost 8-5 to Hiawatha earlier today. Winner moves on, and we'll at least get one more game tomorrow afternoon. Aiden Talley, he's been grinding, but right now, and right back into it. First pitch swinging, laced out into left center field. And Davion Orr is going to round first and head to second with a leadoff double. So a productive night for Davion Orr. A sack fly, an RBI ground out. Now a double here in the fifth to lead it off. That is the seventh hit in the game for Smith County. Now the tying run represented at the plate here with Brant Wilson. He singled in a run in the first, also has a line out to left. Talley sets, staggered stance, and fires, and this one is hit well. High fastball towards the gap, and that is trouble. All the way in front of the 360 sign, back-to-back doubles to lead off the inning, and it's a one-run game. It is 6-5.
That double drives in a run, so we'll hit five.
Well, pretty good starts to this inning. A double by Orr. Wilson drives him in with a double. It's a one-run game, 6-5. Corning's lead trimmed. And now here's Luke Franklin, who has reached twice, once on an error. That was in the third inning, and the first time he had a single in the first. Bats on the left side. Base hit could knot it up at 6 apiece. Talley wants to get out of it. No more harm done. He still has got to get 3 outs. There's a called strike. And it's 1-1 here on Luke Franklin. I've mentioned it. Talley is grinding, continuing to do so. That one runs inside, and it hits him. Now, we could be in line for a pitching change here shortly. Again, it's very strategic with your pitching staff in this tournament and how you got to slice it and dice it. And here is Coach Haverkamp coming out to the hill, and we will see if this is it for Talley, but looks like he is still holding on to the ball. And again, you don't want to burn. You only get 2 outings, regardless of pitch count. So, for example, talking to Corning's coach earlier today when he had to burn Gibbs to get the final out in the win against Norton, that burned one of his 2 appearances. Now, it didn't really affect the pitch count much because he didn't throw a lot of pitches. But you burn one, so it's just a little bit different. But we do have a pitching change. Heideman is in. A lefty ready to deal, and we're back after this. It's a 6-5 game on KNZA.
Good Luck Buffaloes from the Onega Country Market. 120 Prospect Street in Onega. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Kansaland Radio.
This game continues on as we're in the fifth. It's been good. 6-5, Corning hanging on to a one-run lead against Smith County, but Tally is out. Brett Heideman is in, the lefty. Set to try to hold this lead as it's been a good start to this inning for Smith County. Back-to-back doubles by Orr and Wilson, bringing in a run, and then Franklin was hit by a pitch, and that was it for Tally after that. Right now it's a 6-5 game. But Smith County, two on and nobody out. And we have had multiple lead changes with both teams throughout the course of this one. Heideman getting his last few warm-up tosses in. Runner at second, Wilson. Runner at first is Luke Franklin. And coming up is Evan Slavik, the center fielder who has had a nice evening. 2-for-2, pair of singles. The runner at second, a base hit, could tie the game. Well, here is a big-time spot for Heideman. This elimination game has been tight from the jump. Got to win it to continue into tomorrow. Heideman's first pitch to Slavik is low for ball one. A single in the first, a single in the third. You would enjoy a single in the fifth. Heideman sets, chest high, looks back at second, not much of a lead being held, pitches low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. This is a left-handed pitcher against a right-handed hitter. Another one low, and Heideman a little off here to start, and it's 3-0 quickly. Eli Franklin on deck. A walk will load the bases with nobody out. Currently at first and second. Heideman sets, kicks, deals. It is high, and a four-pitch walk loads the bases. That puts Wilson at third. Luke Franklin to second. Slavik now at first, and here is Eli Franklin. He is 0-for-2. A pop out to short, a fly out to center, but now a chance to maybe give his team the lead back in the fifth. Bases loaded, nobody out. Heideman sets, fires. Another one low, ball one. So five straights outside the zone to start this outing for Heideman. He will set, kick, and deal. Better, but just outside, 2-0. Six straight outside the zone. A walk would tie the game. Franklin up there, and he takes a strike, much needed, and it's two balls and one strike. So maybe that shakes off the cobwebs a little bit for Heideman. Tally responsible for the runners at second and third. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch. And now two balls and two strikes. Benjamin Carr on deck. Corning holding on to a 6-5 lead, but Smith County has the bases loaded with nobody out. Here's the pitch. Outside, count runs full. A big pitch in this game coming up. Let's see what Eli Franklin does with it. out of the wind-up kick and deal. It is fouled away, so we'll do it again. Back-to-back doubles by Orr and Wilson led off the inning. Franklin, that is Luke Franklin, hit by a pitch. And Heidemann came in for tally and threw a four-pitch walk to Slavik. That's where we're at. Bases loaded. Now Eli Franklin, 3-2. In there, called strike three and a huge first out. He did not agree via the body language, but I don't think Brett Heidemann cares. That is a big, big first out. But still work to do. One out, bases loaded. And this will bring up Benjamin Carr, who is 0-2. From the right side against the lefty. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. So the first two batters faced by Heidemann, a walk and a strikeout. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And it clips the inside corner. Now 1-1. Corning hanging on to a 6-5 lead. They have scored in all but one inning, and that was the fourth. This is hit well out to left field. And running on to make a beautiful catch and getting it into Fisher. Not in time for the double play. And the runner at second was off. And that will be a double play. And Heidemann and crew get out of this tough jam with the lead intact. A mental mistake by Smith County, and Corning survives it and leads it 6-5. We head to the home fifth right after this.
Community Healthcare System offers a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to help keep you moving from imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything that they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than CHCS. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System of Northeast Kansas, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
103.9 FM KNZA.
After back-to-back doubles by Orrin Wilson, that last inning in the top half of the fifth that got Smith County to within 6-5. They loaded the bases with nobody out. Brett Heidemann comes in. He strikes out Eli Franklin, and then Benjamin Carr lines into a 7-4 double play. Actually, 7-5-4. The bases were loaded. Out in left field, Lehman came in, made a great catch, threw it to third. The runner tried to get back. He was safe, but the runner who was at second base was way too off and misread the situation, and he was doubled up. And somehow, some way, Corning got out of that jam with still a 6-5 lead. Very fortunate. That could have been a lot worse, and they still lead it 6-5 as we go to the home fifth inning. And a big-time job out of the pen there by Heidemann, but a mental mistake there for Smith County didn't help their cause. 6-5 Corning, here we go. Bottom half of the fifth, 9-1-2 in the order against Davion Orr, who started the game, was taken out after one out and 28 pitches, and then Reed Doan got his pitch count up, had to be removed, and they bring Orr back in. 6-5 Corning, bottom of the fifth, first pitch to Wimberly is low for ball one. Wimberly 1-2 tonight, a single and a flyout to left. And he was 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts in the first game today. Takes another one low, two balls, no strikes. Orr sets the lefty, fires 2-0, left it high, and it's now three balls, no strikes. Boy, if you can come back, Corning here, and get a run or two and build on this little lead, and we will look back potentially at this fifth inning as being the difference in this game. There is a four-pitch walk issued to Miles Wimberly, and he is aboard for a second time tonight. Here's Hunter Lehman, who has been hit by a pitch. He has walked, and he's also got a fly out to center. He has scored two runs. He has stolen two bases. Wimberly at first, nobody out. Corning 6 and Smith County 5. Bottom 5 here in this elimination game. And now Orr is struggling to find the strike zone. That is 5 straight missing the zone. 1 ball, no strikes here on Lehman. The lefty sets and fires it over to first. And Wimberly back in safely. Survive and advance, the mentality here in this one. And Orr, another one in the dirt, kicks away. It's a wild pitch, and Wimberly scampers his way to second without a throw. The Wimberly into scoring position with nobody out in the count 2-0 here on Lehman. And Orr sets and deals. There's a strike. Needed that one, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelzer on deck. Gibbs in the hole. A chance here to build on a 1-run lead in the bottom of the 5th. That one is low, ball 3. Well, let's see what Lehman does here with a 3-1 count and a pitcher who's just struggling to find the strike zone here. And now he just turns and hucks it into center field. No one was covering, and Wimberly gets to third with ease. Miscommunication across the board there, and now Wimberly 90 feet from a run. That is an E1. And now the catcher and Eli Franklin's going out there and trying to settle everybody down. It just looks like miscommunication across the board. And that could go back to the mistake in base running last inning where it cost Smith County a run, maybe even more. Well, let's see what Lehman can do. 3 balls, 1 strike. The runner now Wimberly at third with nobody out. 6-5 our score. Corning in front in the bottom of the 5th. Orr's pitch is low, ball 4.
Ball 4.
So now they're at the corners. You at least potentially bring in a double play ball, but Kelzer probably has other ideas. He has had a productive night. 2 for 3, 2 singles, 2 RBIs. That was after going 1 for 4 with a single in the win against Norton earlier today. So 3 hits in the 2 games. Now he has an RBI chance here. They're at the corners with nobody out. Runner takes off, and Lehman to second base without a throw. That is the 3rd stolen base for Hunter Lehman in this game. And now a base hit could add 2, and what would be huge for Corning late in this game. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. 1 ball, 1 strike here on Kelzer. 4th at bat in the 5th inning here tonight. Here's the 1-1. Sliced foul, out of play, and it's 1-2. A 1-2 by Orr is a swing and just got a piece. It was a foul ball. Looked like Kelzer pulled out the P wedge there. A little low. Couldn't quite get the contact with it. And it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, 2-2. Gibbs waiting patiently on deck. Corning 6, Smith County 5, here in the bottom of the 5th. There's another foul ball back into the net. Good swing there, and it's 2-2 still. The lone time that Corning failed to score was in the 4th. They scored 3 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd. They are looking to add here in the 5th. That pitch is low. Good stop by the catcher, and Eli Franklin there kept it in front, probably saved a run. Now the count's full, 3-2. A walk will load the bases, and there's still nobody out, but we'll see what happens. Kelzer certainly a very disciplined hitter. The lefty fires it to the righty, and that is well in the dirt, ball 4. So the base is loaded. A walk, a walk, and a walk. And Orr is just struggling to find that strike zone. And now Gibbs is looking to feast as he will come in. And Morrison's going to come back in, courtesy runner here, as he will take the spot of Kelzer at first base. So we've seen Morrison a couple times in this game. So a meeting right now on the hill. Well, they got to settle Orr down, and this is a key spot in this game. Bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the fifth inning. Gibbs steps in with Corning leading 6-5 and a chance to bust it wide open. Orr sets, chest high, swings it through, and he's in there with a called strike. No balls, one strike. Gibbs walked and scored in the first. He walked in the second, but did not score, and he grounded out in the third. 0-1 is lifted out towards center field, playable, should be deep enough to get the run. The catch is made by Slavik, and here comes Wimberly charging in, a sacrifice fly, and a two-run lead at 7-5. Big time at bat for Drew Gibbs. Wimberly gets in, 7-5, big key runs here late in the game. In the process, Lehman goes to third, and then, again, Morrison, the courtesy runner now at second base. A two-run lead now for Corning. Still only one out. Runners now at second and third. Here's Race Fisher. Gap-to-gap power from the right side. Takes a pitch low and inside. Ball one. So Corning continues the trend of scoring in every inning but the fourth. And now takes another one outside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, three consecutive walks to begin this inning, and then a sacrifice fly by Gibbs has given Corning a 7-5 advantage. Still runners at second and third, and only one out. And a hitter-friendly count here on Race Fisher. It's 2-0. Orr sets, kicks, and deals. It is high, ball three. Well, it seems to me that this is make it or break it time for both. Orr sets, and a 3-0 is on the way. That one's in there. Fisher, no chance swinging at that one, and it's now 3-1. Will he do the same and make Orr throw a strike? He will deal. He did not swing, and it's low ball four. So here's Brett Heideman, who came up with the bases loaded in the first inning, and he scored two with a double. His second at bat tonight with the bases juiced. And I think Smith County has seen enough and will make a pitching change. So we'll step aside, let you know who it is when we come back. 7-5 Corning here on KNZA.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
My name is Levi Brooken, Circle Bowl Bombers. My favorite thing about baseball is getting to pitch. When I get done pitching, I like to go get a cherry lime made at their Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Maddie Anderson. I play for the Circle Bowl Bombers. My favorite thing is playing first base. I like to get people out, then go celebrate by getting ice cream at the Onega Pharmacy.
My name is Kenny Shepard. I play for the Circle Bowl Bombers. Practicing hard and making it to the championship. When I'm done with the game, I like to go to Onega Pharmacy to get ice cream.
Well, all the kids are doing it. You should, too. Stop by the Onega Pharmacy in downtown Onega.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Corning's lead is 7-5. They have the bases loaded with one out. Brett Heideman up, and the new pitcher is Wilson. That is Brant Wilson, who moves over from third base. And facing the lefty in Brett Heideman, First pitch outside the zone. One ball, no strikes. Lehman at third. Kelzer at second. And Fisher at first. And now Heidemann hits it right to the shortstop, Montgomery, to second for one. On to first. And that is a monstrous double play for Smith County to get out of it with only one run allowed. So Wilson comes in and more than certainly gets the job done. It is a 6-4-3 double play. But positive for Corning. They add a run. And through five innings, they lead this game 7-5.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at State Baseball.
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Each team scoring a run in the fifth, each team getting out of a jam in the opposite side, and we still have a ball game. Corning had a chance to really blow this game open in the bottom of the fifth, but they settle for one run. A 6-4-3 double play with the bases loaded ended the threat, so Smith County gets out of a major jam, but Corning still has a lead of 7-5 in this elimination game with two innings to go. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, Brett Heidemann back to work for Corning. Came on that last inning in relief and got Carr to line out into a double play, which ended a big-time Smith County threat. And now he will get Ian Doan to kick off the sixth inning of play as Corning two innings away from staying alive and playing again tomorrow. Heidemann fires in a first pitch strike and it's 0-1. Montgomery and Reed Doan to follow in the inning. There's a foul ball back into the net and Heidemann quickly jumps in front. No balls, two strikes. So Talley started the game. Before Heidemann came in, Talley went four innings, six hits, five runs, four earned, and one walk. Did not have a strikeout. Now this is a high pop up to the right side. This is going to be Bowers, I believe, to make the catch for the out. And that is Bowers at first base, with, of course, Heidemann now pitching. And the first pitch here to Montgomery is low for ball one. Base is empty, one out here in the sixth. Corning leading by two. And Heidemann sets and delivers. It is a bit outside, two balls, no strikes. Montgomery singled and scored in the first, reached on an error and scored in the second, and grounded out to third in the fourth. Got the advantage here, two balls, no strikes, one out, the pitch. Ooh, and it runs inside and hits him. Had the advantage in the at-bats, continues the advantage by taking first base. So Heidemann gives up a one-out runner. That'll bring up Reed Doan, who is 1-for-3, an RBI, a single, and a run scored. And he sets, and the lefty deals in a called strike on the inside corner. Reed Doan at the dish representing the tying run. Corning holding on to a 7-5 lead. Heidemann sets, checking first, not much of a lead by the runner. And now a pitch is high, one ball, one strike. Montgomery at first after being hit by the pitch. Smith County down two, they have five outs to spare. Heidemann checks, kicks and fires. It is inside, and two balls and one strike. Trying to check. There's been a couple of defensive changes here for Corning. I do know Bowers is at first. Lehman at second. Gibbs at short. Fisher at third. Kelzer is catching. And that pitch just missed inside. Three balls, one strike. I believe it is Talley in left, Haverkamp in center, and Wimberly in right, I believe. Heidemann throws to first, and a head first slide. Reed Doan back in safely. Still 3-1, one out, one on. Top six, Corning 7, and Smith County 5. Heidemann sets. Letter high, kicks, and deals. It is high, ball four. So now the tying run potentially at first base. And the potential go-ahead run at the plate with Davion Orr, who has been productive in all three of his at-bats. And here comes Coach Haverkamp, who's going to come on out and might see a change. We'll see, not sure. Again, it's just so strategic how you have to be with the pitching rules. And you get to this side of the bracket, and it's win and survive in advance. It really gets coaching involved, and it looks like it's just a calm-down session here. It looks like Heidemann will continue to pitch. Smith County 2-1 and 1-out. They're down 2 in the top of the 6th. Winner gets one more game guaranteed tomorrow afternoon and keeps their championship hopes alive. The loser will head on home more than likely right after it. Here we go, after the quick meeting. Here is Davion Orr. Lefty Heidemann kicks and deals. Pitches low, gets away, but not enough. Kelzer got to it quickly, and it's one ball, no strikes. I mentioned that Orr has been productive in all three of his at-bats. In the first, a sac fly. In the second, an RBI ground out. And in the fifth, a double and a run scored. So, yes, productive in all three. He would love to do that and continue that trend here in his fourth at bat. Here's the pitch. He is going to pop this one a mile high right behind home. This is going to be a tough play. Kelzer can't make it. That is unlucky. That is sky high. That wind playing with it just a touch right behind home. And Kelzer stuck out the mitt, tried to make a desperation catch. Could not do so. And Orr stays alive with one out, one ball, one strike. Heidemann in a crunch time spot here. Here's a 1-1. Beautiful pitch on the inside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-2. Brant Wilson on deck. Corning trying to survive Smith County. They lead 7-5. One ball, two strikes, one out, two on. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball diving stop by Bowers, and he gets the out at first. That probably saved a run and extra bases. That was an incredible save and play at first by Paxton Bowers, and now there are two outs. But the runners Montgomery and Reed Doan go to second and third. So a base hit could tie the game, and it's down to Brant Wilson. First pitch popped up and out of play, foul territory. No balls and one strike. Somebody get hit with that foul ball. The groans in the crowd would say so, but I don't believe it seemed to be anything too significant. No balls, one strike. Huge spot in this game for both sides, and there's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Corning leading 7-5. Top of the 6th. Two outs, two on, both in scoring position. An 0-2 count here on Brant Wilson, who's 2-for-3, including a double. Heidemann deals. Popped up. Infield. This could be tough. Heidemann's going to call it off. Takes a step back and makes the catch and saves the inning. So, they leave a donut on the board. And we head to the bottom of the 6th. Corning still in front, 7-5.
Community Healthcare System is now offering interventional pain management services with Dr. Carl Hakey, their board-certified pain management physician. He understands that living with chronic pain can impact every aspect of your life, from work to family to simple daily activities, and he'll work with you to develop a tailored treatment plan that addresses your specific needs and your goals. Dr. Hakey sees patients at the Onega and Holton Clinics. Call to schedule your appointment today. Community Healthcare System Pain Management Services. Experience pain-free living inspired by you.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get Napa parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Brant Wilson back to work now as Smith County is down to one more bat. And right now, Corning trying to hold on and maybe add a little insurance here. They lead this game 7-5. Double-A State Baseball in Concordia. Corning here for a second straight year. Last year, lost to Concordia in the game on the loser side of the bracket that would have got them into the state championship. But they lost 12-6 to Concordia, trying to back their way in and give themselves a chance once again, and they got to hold on here. They lead it 7-5 against Smith County. Brant Wilson back to work. Could be the final time for Corning to take a bat here tonight. They would love some insurance here, just like Hiawatha added some key insurance runs late in their win against Smith County earlier today. We got Hiawatha and Iola coming up tomorrow. That'll be a 3:30 rough time start, and winner there will get one of the two spots in the state championship on Monday. So here is Henry Heidemann, who is going to pitch hit for Aiden Talley. So Heidemann gets his first at bat tonight and fouls away the first pitch from Wilson, and it's 0-1. Talley, of course, pitched and reached base a couple of times, but now Talley takes a seat. Heidemann comes in and takes a pitch low, 1-1. So that would mean, more than likely, if my memory serves me correctly, that Heidemann would be out in left field once we get back out on defense. There's a pitch low and outside, 2-1. Henry Heidemann did play in the first game today and was 0-4. And now he takes a called strike, and it evens up 2-2. So after Henry Heidemann here, it's going to be Paxton Bowers and Ben Haverkamp, as Corning is holding on to a 7-5 lead, looking for insurance in the sixth, and swings at that one. It might have caught the end part of the bat, and the throw by the pitcher is launched into right field. And Heidemann held up. He probably could have got to second, but the hesitation kept him at first. So initial impact seemed like he might have got hit with the pitch. But I guess the ruling was it hit maybe the bottom part of the bat, and it just kind of dribbled down the first baseline. Wilson ran over, picked it up in fair territory, 180 turn, and launched it into right field. That will be an error. And here's Paxton Bowers, who again is maybe the MVP for Corning here in this tournament. 2-3 earlier today, and he is 3-3 tonight. Takes a fastball outside, it's 1-0, so Henry Heidemann at first base and nobody out. Bottom six, 7-5, Corning by a deuce, looking to add more. Survive in advance. Winner gets a 1 o'clock start time tomorrow against either Concordia or Marysville, who will play after this one. It'll be the final game of day number two. Good block by the catcher in Franklin, and there's a pitch that's a little bit low. Now 2-0. Bowers a single and an RBI in the first, single a run scored in the third, and just a single in the fourth. Wilson a right-handed thrower, and sets. Not much of a lead for Henry over there at first. And that pitch is outside and quickly 3-0. Advantage Bowers. Well, you might be better off just walking him with how he's hit here in this tournament. But in this situation, you'll want to get the out. Smith County does not want to give up any more runs. They'll have one more at bat. Minimum, they'll need two, and that pitch is low, and that's ball four. At least I thought that was ball four. Yes, it is. So he threw it down to first. It really didn't matter. So Henry Heidemann to second, and Bowers on for a fourth time in the game. First time reaching via the walk, and that'll bring up Haverkamp, who had an RBI single and a run scored in the third. He has also popped out a couple of times to second in the first and to third in the fourth. Now two on, nobody out. Number 12, batting from the left side. Wilson pitching with the right hand, sets. Yes to the sign, a glance at second. Back at home, kicks, steals, bunt shown, put down, and foul. Makes sense. I would expect Haverkamp to maybe try it again, at least with one strike. How important these insurance runs can turn out to be in a game of this magnitude. Just ask Hiawatha earlier today against this very same Smith County team. Without those insurance runs in the sixth for Hiawatha, could have been potentially an extra inning game. They won at 8-5, and now swinging through it, lifting it out to the line in left field, and is that dropped in fair territory? It is. But a throw to third is in time, I believe, or no, yes, and yes, finally, late call by the umpire. So a negative followed by a positive. So it was dropped by the left fielder and Slavik, who moved over from center, but everybody had to hold up, so Heidemann ends up being thrown out at third. Bowers gets up to second base, and Haverkamp will take the spot at first, so still two on. And now one out, and here is Miles Wimberly, who has reached twice. He has a single to walk and a run scored. Wilson deals. Ground ball. Could be two at second. Flip to second for one, and to first is in time. And a huge double play again, getting Smith County out of a jam, but they need two in the seventh. That goes 4-6-3 on the DP. A final opportunity here for Smith County in the seventh. They need two, cording three outs away from a win.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Corning three outs away from surviving and advancing as Brett Heidemann will try to get the final three outs here in the seventh. Smith County trailing Corning 7-5. It's been a fun game here in this elimination one, and Smith County has one more opportunity to keep their season alive. It'll be Luke Franklin to lead it off. Evan Slavik will follow Eli Franklin after that. The winner stays alive and will play a guaranteed game tomorrow. There's a first pitch, swing and a miss, and Franklin starts behind 0-1. So Smith County, they scored two in the first, two in the second, and then one in the fifth. And that pitch is low and in the dirt, and one ball and one strike. Franklin's reached in all three of his at-bats, single in the first, reached on an error in the third, and was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Here's a 1-1. High fastball hit high in the air, right side of the infield. This is going to be Lehman, who makes the catch and records the out.
That's a fly ball for an out. That's out number one, number six.
So now, two outs away from securing a win. It would be a heck of a day for Corning if they can hold on as They're dropping their opener yesterday, winning back-to-back elimination games here potentially, but they need two more outs. Here's Slavik, who has been very good today, and he fouls away the first pitch. And it's no balls, one strike. A single in the first, single in the third, and he walked in the fifth. Heidemann's been good in relief. The 0-1. It is high, one ball, one strike. Eli Franklin on deck. Smith County needs a two-run rally here in the top of the seventh. They've already blown away an out and just two left, and there's a swing and a miss, and one ball, two strikes now the count. Aiden Talley pitched the first four. Brett Heidemann trying to pitch the final three. Here is the kick and fire, and a slow roller to the right side. Bowers hesitated, picks it up, makes the tag for out number two. Boy, Slavik nearly got around that tag, but just caught a piece of the backside, and two up and two down. And Smith County down to their final out. 7-5, Corning by two. And it's going to have to be Eli Franklin to keep it alive. Boy, Heidemann, great stuff in relief. Can he finish it out here? Ground ball, this could do it. Lehman, Fields, fires, low throw, and it won't happen. It gets away, and that puts Franklin to second base with two outs. Lehman could have ended the game. He taps his chest. He says, my bad. He knows that was on him. And an error by Lehman keeps Smith County alive, and now that brings up Benjamin Carr, who represents the tying run.
Nine, Benjamin Carr.
And it looks like Smith County will add a courtesy runner at second base for Franklin. But an error with two outs by Lehman gives a little breath of fresh air for Smith County. Heidemann's pitch, ooh, runs up inside, nearly got him, but Carr backs out of the way, and it's 1-0. 7-5 Corning, two outs, one on here in the seventh. An error by Lehman has kept the inning alive for Smith County. Carr is 0-3. Heidemann deals. It is low for ball two. Advantage, Benjamin Carr. Two balls, no strikes. He is hitting to two double plays tonight. He's also grounded out to second. There's a good comeback pitch by Heidemann. Gets the outside corner. Now two balls, one strike. Runner at second base. Two outs in the seventh. Corning trying to hold on. That pitch missed inside. 3-1. Well, it looked like it was going to be a comfort cruise through the seventh, but an error has kept Smith County alive, and now Carr has a 3-1 count. He takes it all the way. Ball four gets away. Kelzer launching it to third, and a good stop by Fisher. That saved a run, more than likely. But the inning continues with the walk, and now they're at the corners with two down. The tying run represented at first. The go-ahead run with Ian Doan represented at home. And now a meeting on the hill for Corning. Boy, Heidemann has pitched well. He took over for Talley in the fifth. He has gone the distance since. Again, it's talking to the coaching staff for Corning earlier today, just talking the kind of the logistics with what they do with their pitching staff and how they kind of maneuver with your pitch count, number of appearances you can get. It wasn't really in their favor in the 8-7 win against Norton, but they had to exhaust every option to keep their season alive. And I think they're going to try to ride this thing out with Heidemann. He just needs one out to end this game. But an error with two outs and then a walk after that has put these runners at the corners with an opportunity here for Ian Doan. 7-5, Corning by two, but Smith County threatening in the seventh. Survive an advance here in Concordia. Let's see what happens. So Heidemann still dealing. He will set, check, and deal. A called strike, and it's 0-1. Ian Doan has walked and scored. He is a fly out to center and a pop out to first. His biggest at bat maybe of the season. An 0-1 by Heidemann. Is hit well. Left field. Reaching up is Henry Heidemann to make the catch. Towards the line, he makes the catch to retire the side. So the air and the walk does no harm. And Corning survives as they win it here 7-5. They will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So excited to bring you that coverage once again. They will play the winner of the last game of the night. It'll either be Concordia or Marysville. But a lot to dissect after this one. But Corning survives 7-5, and we're back right after this.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone, or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And Corning survives and advances here, day two. So they win two elimination games today. It started at 10:30, and they beat Norton in a thrilling game. It was an 8-7 final, and then they win another thriller here tonight against Smith County, 7-5, the final score. We'll get to our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game in just a moment. Appreciate it very much. We've had fans from all teams that have played either Hiawatha or Corning here in the first couple of days, and even, you know, those not from our area, they acknowledge and appreciate what we do, and we are happy to bring that coverage to everyone. So again, thanks to all. We appreciate it more than you possibly know, and a lot of that goes out to our sponsors as well for making these broadcasts possible. But again, 7-5, if you missed it, you missed a good one. Corning survives and will play again at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It'll be either against Concordia or Marysville as those two are set to play the final game here tonight under the lights in Concordia. Concordia, of course, was in the state title last year, but Iola, the back-to-back defending champs, they will get Hiawatha tomorrow. So this is how it's going to look before we kind of dive into this. We'll get Corning against either Concordia or Marysville at 1 o'clock, and then after that will be Hiawatha and Iola in the semifinals, which the winner there earns a spot in Monday's championship game. And then the loser of that Hiawatha game against Iola would then go down and play the winner of either what could be Corning or either Concordia or Marysville. I know it's a lot and it's kind of confusing, but I think a lot of you get it. But nonetheless, our two teams are still afloat as we go into Sunday's action. All right, 7-5. Both teams scored early and often here, and it started. Corning was the home team, so Smith County got the first two runs of the game. They got five hits and two runs in the first inning. Boy, Aiden Talley really had to work, and Smith County certainly had some opportunities. They strand the bases loaded after five hits and two runs. So it could have been a lot worse, but Smith County jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Corning responded. Three runs in the bottom half, but they were getting on base because of walks. But Brett Heidemann had the big hit, driving in two with a double. And then Paxton Bowers, who's had a great tournament, had an RBI single as well. So it was 3-2. And then it was 4-4 after two, is two more runs in the top of the second for Smith County. RBI groundouts by Reed Doan and Davion Orr. And then one run in the bottom half, RBI single by Kelzer. So again, it was a 4-4 game. And then it was 6-4 after three. Corning getting two, and they did so. Kelzer, another RBI single, and then an RBI single as well by Ben Haverkamp. 6-4 at that point. And then we got to the fifth inning, and that's really where things got interesting. Both teams got into some opportunities where they could have big innings, and both innings ended on double plays with the bases loaded. I think it hurt Smith County a little bit more because Corning did have the lead, but a line-out 7-5-4 double play ended that threat for Smith County in the fifth. And then in the bottom half, although one run was scored by Corning, a 6-4-3 double play ended that inning. But again, it stayed true after that, as it was a 7-5 final. First two batters in the seventh against Heidemann pop out in a ground out, but then things got dicey as an error by Lehman at second base put a runner on and then a walk. And all of a sudden, you had what potentially could have been the go-ahead run at the plate. But Ian Doan flies out to left, Henry Heidemann securing it on the line. And again, 7-5, the final score. Win number 16 for Corning compared to eight losses, and Smith County has their summer come to an end here. A couple of tough losses for them against Hiawatha and Corning today. Their record ends at 13-9. Well, let's do our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And I'm telling you, I think I got to go with Mr. Brett Heidemann here, as, again, nobody really jumped off the page. We've had Paxton Bowers, who could have had it as well. Very consistent. Another multi-hit night for him. But I think in the spot, the leverage situations, three innings in relief, you give up just one run, two hits, especially in that fifth inning when you come in, when you did, the bases loaded, you give up a walk and then a strikeout, then you get Carr a line out into that double play, momentum kept on your side, base just five in the six, kept him off the board, and got a big, big final inning and some good defense as well to hold on for the win. And then offensively as well, he was certainly productive. He had the two RBI double in the first inning and then reached via a walk. So two times on base, including two RBIs and an extra base hit. Three innings in relief. Just an impressive night. And Brett Heidemann certainly a key part in why Corning is still alive and will play one more tomorrow afternoon, guaranteed. So Brett Heidemann, our player of the game, again, sponsored by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. All right, I think that's going to finally do it for us here tonight. It's been a long day. We had two yesterday and now three in the books today, but both of our local teams are still alive. Hiawatha, one game away from the championship. They'll have to get through Iola, the two-time champs, tomorrow at 3:30, but leading up to it, around 1 o'clock, Corning again, another elimination game. They'll try to do it for a third time. It'll be either against Concordia, which will be a rematch from the first round, or they would get Marysville if they can pull off an upset against Concordia. But Concordia is a very good team that has a lot of multi-sport athletes and at least three guys who are playing collegiately at the next level. Well, they're 2-for-2 in elimination games. Can they make it 3-for-3 tomorrow? We will find out at 1 o'clock. Well, I appreciate it again. Thank you very much. Final tallies here in this one, 7-5. Corning wins it. 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. They left 11 on base. Smith County finishes the game, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and a 10 left on base. Well, we're still alive. 2 more tomorrow. Let's see what we can do with it. Appreciate everyone. Until then, at 1 o'clock, for Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman. Signing off in Concordia, we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.